This is Jesse Goldberg Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts catcher Aaron Munoz. Aaron, here you are, single A, Midwest League. How's life going for you?
Life is good right now, man. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying the whole atmosphere right now. We have a great team going on right now, and just enjoying it right now.
With the Lugnuts' Carlos Perez being traded in the Houston Astros deal, it offers you an opportunity to play a lot more often. But first, how did you find out?
Well, actually, I woke up in the morning, and my roommate, Andy Fermin, is the one who let me know. He said, you know, this has been a big trade, and Carlos Perez was involved in it. And, you know, I rushed over to his room and see if it was true, and you know, it was. So, you know, I'm happy for him. You know, he still gets to play, and wish the best for him.
What is the trade deadline like for a player? For fans, they're fascinated. They want to know everything, but you're actually living through it where you get affected by it.
You know, yeah, we all get affected by it, but at the end of the day, that's the business side of it. And, you know, some were surprised, some were, you know, anxious. You know, it just depends on who you are. You know, you take the news, you know, if it benefits you in the long run, then great, you know, and that's just part of it. You know, you make adjustments and you play through it.
How do you balance the business side of baseball with the fact that it is a game where you can't put too much pressure on yourself?
You know, we try not to put too much pressure on ourselves. You know, it's a game of failure, and we know that going into it. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a game, and we go out there and have fun and make the best of it.
Well, defensively, calling the game, catching runners, you're excelling right now. How have you grown in this?
Well, I mean, you try to go out there and try to get better every day. And with the great pitching staff that we have, I mean, it's easy to get better every day just by the group of guys we're around and surrounded by. You know, we have great staff. And then, you know, just try to get better every day. You know, so far it's been working out, and hopefully we can finish strong.
Is there something specifically that you've said at the end of a game that you've caught, all right, I want to try to work on this for next time?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, you go into it with a game plan, and, you know, our game plan right now is, you know, try to put up a zero, you know, however way you can. And these pitchers have made it a little bit easier to do that. But at the end of the day, you know, you try to work in either pitch calling or receiving, throwing. I mean, whatever it is that day or that night, you try to get better.
Have you ever put down a sign, the pitcher's nodded yes to it, has thrown the pitch, and then in the dugout of the clubhouse afterwards said, what were you thinking? That was a great sign, and I never even considered it.
Well, you know, as being a catcher right now, you know, you call the game, but, you know, you're just throwing down suggestions. You know, at the end of the day, the pitcher has a ball, and he decides whether to throw that ball or not, or whether he thinks that that's the right call or not. You know, like we say, you know, it's not a right pitch or call. It's about execution. You know, if the guy's out there commanding every pitch and has great control, you know, ultimately it's execution of the pitch. And that's what we live by. You know, I don't get mad. I don't get frustrated. It's just part of the game. You know, you live and you learn. You learn from that pitch, and you go on.
A pitcher's giving great credit for a shutout on his stat sheet. How do you feel when that third out is completed in the ninth and you've got yourself a shutout?
It's a great feeling, you know, especially being behind a win. You know, ultimately that means you're going to win the game. You know, you throw up a zero, you're going to win the game 100% of the time, or 99% of the time. But it feels good. It feels good, and it feels good that not just for me, but for our pitching staff. You know, they bust their butt out there every day, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
We know that the Toronto Blue Jays are rich in catchers, all the guys defensively, offensively. When you were in there in spring training, how was that?
Oh, it was great. You know, you're around a lot of great group of guys, and especially as a catcher, you tend to kind of learn a little bit from the veterans and just trying to take it in. You know, it was my first spring training, and I definitely try to soak it in as much as I can and learn from those guys just by watching. You know, you learn a lot just by watching and observing those guys, and that's come a long way so far.
What's something specifically that you saw someone else doing or a coach giving advice and you never thought of that before? You tried it and it worked for you.
You know, just about, you know, the way they go around the business, you know, the way they approach the game and how it comes easy for them, how, you know, they take it day by day, you know, and it's not a sprint, you know, it's definitely not a sprint. And you learn that early on, you know, how the guys act, how they work. And, you know, you tend to kind of take on that same approach.
When you're leading up to a game where you're going to start as the catcher, what is your process that you go through leading up to that start?
Well, everyone has a routine, man. Everyone has a routine, you know. Especially, you know, playing that game, you know you're going to be playing that game. You try to get your routine down. And you know, for me, I like to get in here early and stretch, you know, get your body going. Because, you know, especially being a catcher, your body takes a toll on you. But, you know, basically just getting that routine down, getting that stretch going, and hopefully be ready by game time.
Are you more flexible now than when you first started catching?
Oh, without a doubt, man. You do certain stretches to help you out, and as being a catcher, you want to be as flexible as you can, and I think I've improved a little bit more, and hopefully I can. My goal is to try to do the splits by the end of the year, but you know, you never know. You never know. So take it day by day, and hopefully, you know, at the end of the year, you've gotten a little better.
What do you love most about baseball?
That you get to play it every day. You know, you whether you fail or not, or you succeed, you still have the next day to come out and prove yourself. And I think that's a big part. And you learn a lot from failure. You know, how do you react from it? How do you come back from it? And it, overall, as a player, as a person, it teaches you a lot of things.
I'm talking with Lugnuts catcher Aaron Munoz. Was there a player that you look up to, who you emulated?
Now, Carlos Perez, when he was down here, man, we had a routine going. We talked a lot about baseball, believe it or not. We pushed each other a little bit, and I learned a lot from him. You know, he's been around for a while, and he knows how to approach the game the right way, and a lot of respect for him. I wish him the best, and he got me where I'm at today, and I appreciate that.
What's the difference between Carlos and you?
Well, I mean, he's obviously overall all-around catcher. You know, he's been around. He's got a little bit more experience, obviously, and that shows out there. You know, he's just an overall great guy, you know, and watching him play and being next to him, he's definitely experienced, and you can see that. And I kind of hopefully, you know, in a couple years I can be where he's at or even more, you know. But, you know, he's a good guy. He's a good player, you know. I wish him the best.
I've heard from different folks about different types of pitchers. For example, Aaron Sanchez is a Californian style of pitcher. Noah Syndergaard's that hard throwing Texan. Nicolino's more of the Florida polish. And there are different adjectives thrown around with guys depending upon where they come from. Is there a different catching style that a guy learns based upon maybe where he grows up, maybe where he goes to school?
Well, I mean, everyone's unique in their own way. You know, they bring a little bit of kind of their kind of, you know, just. All in general, they bring their own little part of the game to their style of play, and I don't know if it's just where they come from or whatnot. Maybe it is. You know, you just don't know. But everyone's a little different. They bring their own little swag per se into their game. But you know, I don't want to say it's where you come from or where you are. But I know they say land players a little bit more, you know, flashy and whatnot. But as far as their own style, I mean. It works out to their advantage sometimes, you know, what type of player they are and what type of player they're going to become. But I guess where they come from does dictate a little bit how they play. So, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes bad, but we'll take it as it goes.
Is there a play in baseball that you just love making, whether it's a foul pop where you throw away the mask or guarding against a bunt where you spring out from behind home plate?
Oh, man, I'm a big fan of throwing someone out, you know, and not just for my benefit, but, you know, it also helps out the pitcher, you know, and he's in a tight jam where, you know, he's throwing a lot of pitches and you throw someone out and help him out in that inning, it's no better feeling. No better.
And finally, it's you and the home plate umpire, that relationship between a catcher and the umpire. Nobody else has it. You ever talk to the guys during, before the game?
You know, you try to develop a relationship with the home plate umpire, you know, and you kind of get a feel of what type of guy he is, you know, whether, you know, he's a jokester or a serious guy. And, you know, you definitely want to develop that relationship from the get-go, you know, because ultimately, you know, he does decide the game sometimes, whether, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, he definitely dictates that. But if he's on your side, you definitely want to develop that relationship.
Who talks first? Does the umpire say the first word to you, or do you say the first word to him?
Oh, I definitely say the first word, you know, just so I can see what type of person he is. You know, you want to see what type of guy he is, whether, you know, you can get away with some stuff or whether you got to be a little more serious. But for the most part, those guys are jokesters. They, you know, they're part of the game as well. They want to have fun and kind of have a loose environment. So, you know, most of the time, those guys are on my side.
What's the funniest or weirdest thing you've ever talked to an umpire about during a game?
Believe it or not, I think it was yesterday, he talked about a guy, the umpire's first physical, which was kind of funny. You know, told me a story, and that's just the way a game goes. You know, you want to get him to smile, get him to laugh a little bit, and thankfully yesterday it worked out to our advantage.
Aaron Munoz of the Lansing Lugnuts, thank you for your time.
No problem, thank you.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.